We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NFL. DeAndre Swift is listed as questionable for Monday night's game against the Packers. Swift logged a full practice Saturday after being limited all week, confirming head coach Dan Campbell's optimism regarding his injury status. Top backup Jamal Williams also saw his injury status removed after being limited in practice all week with a chest injury, meaning that arguably two of the team's top playmakers will be available for Monday's divisional clash. Free agent running back Frank Gore has yet to formally announce his retirement from the NFL, but the 38-year-old told Ian Rappaport of NFL Network that he's been training for both football and boxing. For NFL Week 2 DFS action, here are some players with the best point per dollar value. Najee Harris. Harris played all 52 of Pittsburgh's offensive snaps last week, and while he struggled against the Bills, he has a softer matchup Sunday. The Raiders gave up 142 yards and two touchdowns against the Ravens' backup running backs last week. The Steelers' offense should find itself in favorable starting positions, as they're a 6-point favorite and have a strong defense. The expected game script sets up great for Harris. Also look to Cooper Kupp. Last week was great for Kupp as he caught 7 of 10 targets for 108 yards and a touchdown. This matchup looks good after the Colts gave up two big touchdowns to the Seahawks slot receiver Tyler Lockett. Matchup aside, Kupp is just too cheap for his role in this offense. Also consider running back Dalvin Cook, Keenan Allen, and tight end Darren Waller. At the quarterback position today, look to Josh Allen. Allen struggled against the Steelers defense last week and should rebound this week on the road in Miami. Allen is one of those players who won't be popular in both cash games or GPPs due to his poor performance in the opener. The Bills love to use four receiver sets as well as call Allen's number on running plays on almost every down. Allen accounted for 60 plays last week either throwing or running the ball, while the Bills' other runners accounted for only 16. Look for number 17 to get back on track this week. For a long shot quarterback, take a look at Matt Ryan. This is a tough matchup for Ryan in Tampa, where the Falcons go into this game 12.5-point underdogs. However, we saw Dak Prescott have a big game last week when Zeke Elliott struggled to run the ball. This could lead to Ryan throwing more than 40 times in this game, leading to a big fantasy day. In addition, if the expected game flow happens and the Falcons are playing from behind in the second half, we could see Ryan put up a ton of fantasy points in garbage time. The loss of Jerry Jeudy was awful for the Broncos, but they do have Tim Patrick, who should now be on your fantasy radar. Patrick will see more targets with Jeudy out, and at 6'4", 212, he's a big target who possesses speed. Cortland Sutton appears to be banged up, and KJ Hamler will stretch the field, allowing Patrick room to operate. The Jaguars were second worst in the league in terms of defensive yards per attempt last season, allowing an 8.1 mark. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.